already in the final hour of a final transmission, the desperate alert beacon to free humanity. Those of you that are under complete and total mind control, those of you out there that I can still reach, turn off the mainline television set. Be aware of the flicker rate. Be aware of the programming. Be aware of the GMO weapon attack you're under. Be aware of the chemical attacks that you're under, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's jam in your phone calls. I got a ton of news I got to get to and some video clips today. I got to act like Speed Racer when it comes to getting all this information in. But how could I not keep Mike on for 5-6 minutes? That was an amazing call. Let's go to Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex Jones. I got a couple comments before I make my 2009 prediction, if that's all right.
Yes, sir.
Watching you here on PrisonPlanet.tv, the difference in PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the radio is night and day. I'm telling you, Alex is entertaining as hell. Y'all won't believe it, but he has a fantastic smile. And the other point is, I am so grateful for this program. I've gotten so much information. I really appreciate it. But most importantly, I appreciate the listeners, because the listeners is what's changing this country and the world. Now my prediction is, I believe this year that we the people are literally going to change this country and the world. They say it only takes 5%, and I heard on GCN Radio, I don't know whether it's Alex Jones' show or some other show, that there's over 1 billion people in the world are aware of what's going on and who's been causing all these problems. And 1 billion is 20% of the population. That's
the problem is they're isolated and they feel like they're alone. The final illusion that has to fall is that we're not the majority, that we are the majority. You know, it's like 92% in every major poll. It's 90, 95, and I say 92 is the average, knowing the government killed JFK. That 8% sits up there and tells us we're a bunch of kooks. I don't care what they say on their high horses or how many fake TV programs they make with baloney evidence. The evidence is out, we know. And I don't care if the news says I'm a liar and there's not spider goats or genetic engineering or that it isn't killing the rats they feed it to. I'm going to keep telling the truth, and we're going to keep showing they're a pack of liars, and they're trying to shut the web down right now. But I'm telling you, it's too little too late.
Well, I have a few more things, if it's all right.
Go ahead.
I found out, and I'm sure everyone else knows, I'm not the genius here, but I found out the number one problem is we the people, or me, Ken, because and I think other people are waking up, we're waking up to the fact that we're the problem, because all these problems, and they're infinite, is a reflection of ourselves, and we're waking up to that fact, and now that we are, we're going to do something about it. And the moment we start talking to each other about solutions, this country and the world will change literally, not literally, but figuratively speaking, overnight.
They know we want
that this year is the change coming on. Full of fear constantly because they don't want us to know. And they're terrified, like David Icke said, but they're terrified of us. Because let me assure you, and everyone knows this, I'm not Mr. Expert, we the people made this country great, not that handful of rich elite.
Absolutely.
That's all I have to say, and I thank you, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. I really appreciate that call, Ken. No, I totally agree with Ken, and we all hang together, or we all hang separate. In fact, I wrote a bunch of notes last night. You know, I get reflective late at night. I've not really ever been a morning person, but I get up at like 6:37 in the morning, and then I always kind of wake up by 5, 6 at night. I'm going to buy an audio recorder. David, don't we have that one I bought to do interviews we never use? It's kind of big. I want to start having that at home at night, because that's when I really want to, that's when I really have clear thoughts. And I'm going to start doing a little 10-minute show maybe every day that's just an upload of that audio. Because I've got a big list of things I want to go over today, and I've got to cover that too. So stay with us. Mark, Dave, Justin, stay with us. Corby, stay with us.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. We have 51 and a half minutes left in this final transmission of 2008. I want to go to Mark, Dave, and Justin, Corby, and others. But before I do that, I need to get to this body snatcher clip first before we run out of time here and at least get to some of the news in a little bit more detail, and then we'll take calls for the balance of the transmission. Last hour, I was talking about genetic engineering and the fact that aspartame is the fecal matter of a type of genetically engineered E. coli bacteria. Now, they came up with this in the 60s. The Army came up with this in the 1960s. Now, I mean, is that not body snatcher-esque? I mean, we have our own criminal species, psychopath control freaks, power-hungry nuts, nihilistic people, running the world government. They openly admit that they're eugenicists. They openly admit that they want to reduce world population by at least 80 to 90%, depending on which document you look at, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments and others, State Department Memorandum 200. And Dr. Eric Bianca has these standing ovations where he says, kill 90% of us. And, you know, the issue is the standing ovation. The scientists are crying. You know, it's on the news. Oh, yes, kill everyone. Oh, so beautiful. While he projects a PowerPoint with a bunch of human skulls behind him. And then, as I said earlier, his graduate students, when I talked bad about him and then it broke in national news a few years ago, he's just one of thousands of these guys, sent me threatening emails and saying, here's my graduate paper. I believe humans are a parasite and we should all be gotten rid of. And then I would search their name, and it'd be them in a bioweapons lab in a white coat on the website. And it's like, my God, these people are in control of that. They want to kill us, and they're in bioweapons labs. And they're building 36 level 4 bioweapons labs under BioShield. They know that potatoes they approved 15, 20 years ago were killing the guinea pigs and rats they fed them to. They know the aspartame killed at least half of the baby monkeys they gave it to when they approved it back in the 80s. They knew Prozac caused massive increases in suicide and psychopathic activities. Now we force them to put it on the label. It'll stop your depression and make you want to kill your family and make you want to go shoot the school up. All of this is going on. This is diabolical by design. And when you know this, I feel like the guy, you know, the doctor in Body Snatchers, where, you know, he goes in and starts telling the police department, listen, something is going on. You know, something bad is happening. And that's how folks felt in Nazi Germany when it was leading up to it, you know, to the really bad times in the late 30s, early 40s. That's how people throughout history feel. And you know, so this is an analogy, but the crises they face that we face in the real world are comparable, but it's our own species who believes, the elite believe they're a new species, they believe eugenics, that they're going to make this God race. It's the brave new world system. That's what the UN has said they want. And it's and they believe it's their right to kill us. They believe it's their right to euthanize us, to sterilize us, as they've been caught adding sterilization compounds to the tetanus shots worldwide, and the HIV's been declassified, you know, bioweapon as part of the advanced cancer warfare program in the 70s. It's a cancer virus. All of this is going on. It's just a cancer virus that attacks T lymphocytes, which are basically the generals or the commanders of your white blood cells. You know, they go out and command the forces. They program everybody. And I mean, we know this is going on. We know they're already using soft kill weapons on us. We know we've gone from 1 in 33 with cancer 50 years ago to 1 in 3. We know we've gone from 1 in 500, depending on the study, higher with diabetes to now 1 in 5. We know that that our life expectancy has gone down. They have just infant mortality has gone down. There's been less of that, so if you take that out of the equation, the fact that babies survive more often, in the past around a third of the children would die, then you know we're living about 15 years less on average. All of this is happening, and you know, I go to urban warfare drills 12 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago. I witnessed Marines with role players hired in California, in Maryland, all over the country. People send me footage from everywhere. With Marines walking up with machine guns telling people, turn your cameras off. Then the local news says, oh, it's just a drill, but then they're actually arresting people in the town. They're working with the local Boy Scouts to tattle on their neighbors and do mock gun confiscations. And the local Boy Scouts on video go out and help identify militia members. And they have role players playing the part of U.S. patriots. And then I bring you the footage of all of this. And people can't believe it. Oh, no, that's fake footage. You know, those helicopters landing and those troop-carrying ships and those thousands of Marines, that's fake. Now they announce, oh, yes, we're going to put 20,000 Army and 5,000 Marines and just to start on the streets. And, yes, under the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, it's to engage the American people. And the Army War College comes out and says, our new rules of engagement is to fight the American people. NORTHCOM is a theater of operations. Madoff has stolen close to $100 billion. Turns out he's a front man for big banks. All the big banks are involved. It's all a Ponzi scheme. Social Security is, you know, the new money pays for the people that first invested. Everything's a fraud. Wall Street set up the CIA in 47 out of the Ivy League. They openly set it up to bring in narcotics, to launder the money, to run these scams, fractional reserve banking. These private families issue the currency. They control everything. They're telling Congress we're under martial law. Bloomberg has the headline that War Powers Act has been declared and that Congress is now under martial law. And people just go on about their business like it's normal. So let's go ahead and play this clip from the 1950s Body Snatchers right here from YouTube. I suggest you go to Netflix or somewhere else and buy the film. I've actually got it on DVD somewhere, but I was rummaging around last night and couldn't find it, so I just got the YouTube. But here it is.
Bassett? Well, where's the patient?
I hated to drag you out of bed at this time of night.
Let me go while there's still time!
You'll soon see why I did.
You tell these fools I'm not crazy! Make them listen to me before it's too late!
I'll listen to you. Let him go.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Hill from the State Mental Hospital.
I'm not insane!
Let him go!
Doctor, now you must listen to me. You must understand me. I'm a doctor, too. I am not insane.
All right, now, suppose we just sit down over here, Dr. Bunnell, and you tell me what happened.
Well, it started. For me, it started last Thursday. In response to an urgent message from my nurse, I hurried home from a medical convention I'd been attending. At first glance, everything looked the same. It wasn't. Something evil had taken possession of the town. These two.
All right. So that's the intro. Now, again, people who know me in person, I'm a calm, nice, friendly guy. I start thinking about, my God, it's all real. There's FEMA camps. I've been to them. They've been training for years to put us in camps to take our guns. They're putting poison in the food. I mean, it's abnormal to not freak out like a human, a Homo sapien, and say, look out, man, we got a problem. Come on. That's what we do. That's what your dog does as a mammal. When somebody comes to the door, they hop around. They get upset, I'm normal, folks. It's abnormal to not be upset about this. Now, that's from the beginning of the film, and I'm not going to tell you how it ends. Here is next to the end, though, and this is how I feel a lot of days. And this is what I want to do. I want to run down the street, because this is really a normal behavior. See, we've just been eased into accepting it, eased into, oh, be calm about it, Alex, and people will listen to you. Bull! We've been the most effective out there, and we're not perfect. I'm saying, but we're still the most effective. Which is kind of scary, because we are able to reach out to people with the intellectual evidence, but also we take, hey, man, listen here! This is serious business. Our species is under threat right now. We got a bunch of criminal control freaks who just love crapping all over everything because they like to play God in control, and they got to be stopped right now. And they're stopped when you wake up and admit the ambient nightmare has been turned up quietly when you weren't paying attention to. Now it's just at a crescendo. Here it is.
I've been afraid a lot of times in my life, but I didn't know the real meaning of fear until I had kissed Becky. A moment's sleep, and the girl I loved was an inhuman enemy bent on my destruction. That moment's sleep was death to Becky's soul, just as it had been for Jack and Teddy and Dan Kaufman and all the rest. Their bodies were now hosts harboring an alien form of life, a cosmic form, which to survive must take over every human man. So I ran as little Jimmy Grimaldi had run the other day. My only hope was to get away from Santa Mira, to get to the highway, to warn the others of what was happening.
Wait! Help! Come on, we gotta get out.
Wait, let him go. They'll never believe me.
Help! 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 Wait! Help! 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 Stop and listen to me! Listen! Those people that are coming after me, they're not human! Listen to me! We're in danger! Danger!
Go on! Get out of here!
You're in danger! Please!
Get out of here!
Come on! Something terrible has happened.
Go on, you drunk. Get out of the street. Get out of here. Come on.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, stop, park, will you? Pull over to the side of the road. I need your help. Something terrible has happened.
Come on, you drunk. Get out of the street. Get out of here. Come on.
Now, again, we're not saying aliens are here, but you can say in a spiritual sense it came on the solar winds. I mean, it is a spiritual thing. I mean, you can call it group consciousness, whatever. There are evil people. There are people who enjoy death and destruction, enjoy control, hate goodness. They love their genetic engineering. They love mutating it, and they love the fact that the public's poisoned. And that's like being at a body snatcher convention here in Austin when Dr. Eric Pianco gave a speech at St. Edward's University. You know, to be there and to see 90%+ standing ovation when he said we have to kill 90%. And people just, oh, yeah, oh, kill everyone. See, it's a petty demonic power trip they're on. And then the Texas Academy of Sciences, 95% standing ovation. Tears, 3 minutes standing ovation. Oh, because it's about their petty power. It's about, oh my God, I'm a member of the elite. I'm a smart scientist. I know what's best. I know it's all about survival of the fittest. We are a poison. Oh, I must kill everyone. You know, it's just this pressing on the nerve of power. These are very sick, wicked people. We are not a parasite. We are not a cancer. We are a wondrous, incredible species that's going to go to the stars. If you control freak pieces of filth, don't stop us. And you probably will. You're just absolute garbage. And you don't care about the environment. Shut up! I'm sick of your lies. You don't care about any real environmental issues and crises that we're facing. You want your fake carbon tax to tax all human activity so you control freaks can run everybody's lives. But all the genetic splicing and chimeras and cross-human hybrids and all the big pharmacological crops and all the crises and all of it. You don't care about any of the real issues. The toxic waste dumping, the chopping down rainforest. It's all about stealing property here in the U.S. and controlling the Western world. They revel in destroying the environment. And they might as well be body snatchers from outer space. They want the same thing, to eradicate humanity and our liberty and our freedom and create some weird cyborg biological android, a few hundred million of us, that's their current plan, that they control while the elite gets all the life extension technologies and everything else and plays God. And they already believe they're another species from us. They say we're weak because we don't know how to kill masses of people. They say they're scientifically minded and they understand we're all just animals and it's a cold, hard decision they have to make. Well, listen, you pieces of trash, then. Kill yourselves. Kill yourselves if humans are so bad. Okay? Look, as for me and mine, we ain't going nowhere and we will fight you. You understand that, you little pieces of trash? We're not going quietly into the night. We're not backing off and we're not shutting up. And we're not weak-minded. We know who you are. We see who you are better than you see who you are yourselves. We understand your mind. We see your soul. I look right through your skin, right into your bones. And you know it and you don't like it. Because you're a bunch of control freaks, small-minded nobodies, hung up on petty power. You don't know what it truly is to be part of this species, to be the part of the depth and breadth of humanity and the endless chain going back into our development and how special that is and how this is only the beginning of what humanity is going to be. If you just don't stand in the way of it, you know how I know you're an evil elite? Not just all the evidence, the fact that you revel in poisoning and dumbing the population down to make people more manageable. You don't care. It's not survival of the fittest. You're cancer. You're not some new species or some elite group. You're cancer. And you're not winning anything. You're destroying what you're part of. I mean, how dare you put sodium fluoride in the water, knowing the Soviets and the Nazis put it in the water to control people at labor camps? How dare you rob hundreds of millions of people of their intellects, their IQs? That is just an unbelievable crime against creativity and humanity. I rejoice in humanity. I rejoice in sharing knowledge and information with others. I rejoice in seeing others do well. Just like watching a 12-month-old baby take its first step. I just love creativity and invention, science and ideas. But you take it all and you mutate it and you use it for your own selfish aims. I know your heart. I know the elite, these old degenerate men and women, they hate young, beautiful people. They hate good people who have beautiful souls. They think we're stupid. They laugh at us. They make jokes about us that we care about our fellow man. You are not strong because you're greedy and only care about yourself. You are weak. You are weak. Let me just tell you something. Humanity will defeat you with God's help. We are going to stop your new world order. And for those of you out there mesmerized by television under the enemy's mind control, break your conditioning now in your guts. You know I'm telling you the truth. And intellectually, you can check the facts out for yourself. Join humanity!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Masters of War. Build the big guns.
Yeah, they build the big guns.
All right, I want to just go right back into your calls.
Yeah, they build the planes.
Again, I'll just finish up with saying.
Yeah, they build all the bombs.
Is that not invasion of the body snatchers? That when these professors, Bianca and Singer and others, get up and say, we have to kill the majority of the public, humans are bad, that the scientific community stands up crying. See, that's body snatcher. Those people have lost their souls. That's what this is. They are just demon creatures. And they've got to be dealt with, folks, and they're in control, and we don't have any future until we first wake up the sheeple to what's going on and then stop this new world order. And I'm sorry the real world is this crazy. I'm sorry. But I've got to get to the news. They just brought me in the info, and I was throwing stuff around on my desk. Former trooper charged with showing gun at KLBJ Studios. They did show up at our studios, the ones I do on the Sunday syndicated show. And by the way, we talked to the producer when my name was brought up to him. That's when the gun came out. But thank God I wasn't there. And so we got that circus going on. So now the police are showing up with guns. The former cop is. I say I can't handle it. Stuff's getting too crazy around here. Okay, I've got to give you each only 1 minute because I've got to get this final news at the final 25 minutes of the show in the final year quickly. And I apologize for just we got to get to everybody here. It's a catch 22. Mark in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First time caller, 6 years listener. I thank you.
to fight back with this food stuff, with these people raiding, the cops raiding. If we set up the cops and we ambush them, that would take care of them right now. The second thing is for those fake creatures out there that you've warned us about, they need to read Romans 13, 1 through 6 very carefully. God allowed the government to be put on this earth. And if God is good and he allowed it, then those governments have to be good. And if they're not good, then he does not expect us to listen to
people. And then you're supposed to rebel against it.
Yes, we are. So therefore, whoever is listening now, read Romans 13 very slowly and closely. Do not listen to this government. Bush is not my president, and neither is Obama, because they are bad.
Obama.
Thank you, Alex.
I noticed David D's illustration made an Obama one with her. I went on record. I invented the Obama call. That's my coin, that. I'm proud of that. Thank you. Have a great new year, Mark. You know, on the subject of ambushing the police, it's probably going to come to war. The new order doesn't know how to stop. I think it's better to just educate the people and just have everybody say no to all this tyranny. Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
And good riddance to 2008, and much greater success in 2009, man. You're
good riddance. I think looking back, I think we're going to see 08 is a good year. I think 09 is going to be downhill into the latrine. I think 09 is the slide into the sewer line.
Well, you know, maybe it has to happen. You know, you got to hit bottom before you can kick off and get back to the surface, man.
I agree.
But, you know, I love it when you rant, and I got a little rant, real fast one, for the New World Order leaders out there. You know, hey, guys, we know who you are, okay, and we're not going to forget it. And you're threatening our children. You're threatening the lives of children that our children are supposed to have after us. You know, you've lied to us. You've stolen from us. You've swindled us and buffaloed us and bluffed us out and illegally taxed us and propagandized us and fooled and threatened and purposely poisoned and dumbed us down and extorted us and herded us and blackmailed and sold us a bill of goods, and you're trying to destroy us. And let me get this straight. We give bankers our money to hold for us. We pay them for the privilege of writing checks against our own money that they are, quote, holding for us. We pay penalties for any discrepancies in the monthly balance, and they take the money that they are, quote, holding for us. They loan it out up to 10 times at interest. They invest it in shaky deals. They make ridiculously risky loans. They gamble in insurance scams against the money they've already gambled away in horrible long shot margin investments. They funnel off cash in a million different ways. They lose incredible amounts of fake money that they created from nothing out of our hard-earned money. And then, when they've created, squandered, stolen, gambled, mismanaged, and distributed all of this fake money to their cronies, plus all of these illegal taxes, they somehow, quote, lose everything.
And then,
trillion times over.
Can't hear me.
And then they tell us that, quote, we are on the hook for it.
That's
How
right.
How the hell does that work?
I got to jump. I appreciate your call. We got to give everybody else time here. And not just that, we're not just on the hook for it. We're going to pay income tax for the foreign offshore banks at interest, and the bankers are going to be above Congress, declare the War Powers Act, that's mainstream news, and they will then set up world government that we pay taxes to for carbon tax because it's for the earth. And we've got to watch idiot mainline liberals dance around, I'm for the earth, I'm for the earth, I pay a tax. You know, it's just cynical scam. We're going to go to Justin, Rich, and Chris before the transmission ends. I'm going to do a huge news blitz here in just a moment, but I wanted to bring Ted up right now for 5 minutes. At the deals Ted is offering, there's basically no profit. He bought gold last week when it was 770. This is the last day he was telling me he can do this because it's now 890 something today. Yes, it's up over $120 from when he bought it last week. He's almost out of the Franks, the Sovereigns. I don't know if he has Buffaloes left. I got to ask him. The American Eagles at that price. Now, 2 weeks ago, we were selling this for $700. Now it's $770 an ounce when it's $890. If you want to wait till, and I mean, I'm the same way. You know, I got enough money for a few silver coins, a few gold coins. I've been so busy, I keep meaning to call 10. You know, so I'm going to do that today before I've got to pay $850. You know, $1,000, whatever. Now, understand, everywhere else in the industry, gold is hard to find. Most places are sold out, or you can only buy one coin, and then there's a 20, 30, 40% markup on it. Not with Ted. You don't just get no markup above what spot is. You get the fact that he bought this when it was $120 less than it is now. And, of course, you know, he bought with a little bit of a premium and, you know, has a 4% in there for the brokers or whatever, you know, to make the transaction. But no one can get even close to this because he bought gold at the 770 level, a big position, a week and a half ago. Now it's 890, 885, 890 going back and forth. It's unheard of right around Christmas for this to happen. This is normally a slow time. Regardless, folks, gold would have to drop by $100+ an ounce for this to be a bad deal for you. You understand? And all the evidence shows the next year it's only going up. So get into gold and silver now. Do not procrastinate. Do not wait. Ted Anderson, tell folks the coin offer you've got today.
Yeah, like you said, Alex, gold is up another $10. I'm still offering the francs the same price as yesterday, 205. I also have the British sovereigns, 254. Now, people have to realize when you're buying coins, nobody buys coins at spot. Not even when spot's at 770, it's a little higher than spot just to get them. Even in the wholesale market, that's what it is. Well, when the spot price goes up and I've already taken on a position, it eats up that premium. There's nothing left. That's why if you call around the United States to other dealers to try to find these coins at these prices, you're not gonna because nobody else has them at these prices. And then again, that Buffalo coin, I like that coin too. And I'm just keeping it very limited because I know I'm just getting a little trickle of them coming in, but I will commit to doing another 50 today. And they're, you know, silver has been a hot item too. Everybody's forgetting about silver. $11.15 an ounce today. And here we're looking at silver Walking Liberty halves still at that 770 level, or in this case, right around $9.60 an ounce for silver, and they're still at 840. Again, I mean, don't confuse it. I mean, you're buying coins that normally trade a premium in the marketplace. Nobody's selling coins right at spot. Yet at this particular moment, you're able to get the coins so close to melt from Midas, and you can't find them like that anywhere else because of the fact that it picked up a position.
Yeah, let's explain. People aren't just buying gold right now at the 885, 890 level. They're paying huge premiums because the dealers are having to pay that. You've been in business 30 years. You've never screwed any of these big international dealers, so you're able to get gold and silver when most people can't even get it, and you're getting it. You know, you're buying big when you know it's down so that you can give people huge savings as it goes up. But again, 2 weeks ago, you had people at a $704 position. Now it's at $770. Clearly, next time we're going to be saying it's an $800 position and gold's $900 and something by now. He'll still have the deal for you next week, but it probably won't be this good the way everything's going with the dollar and the New World Order. Folks, the safest bet out there is gold and silver. Is it 100% safe? Is there any panacea or a paragon of, you know, everything being fine? No. But this is what I believe in. This is where I would put my money. And you're insane if you don't put 20, 30% of your liquid assets in gold and silver. Silver for the poor man is the best deal. That's what I've mainly invested in. And literally that's invested, you know, and I got that in a little vault at a bank just so if the dollar becomes worthless, I can at least cash in the silver and pay my employees for a month or you know, maybe, we're in an emergency situation and, Ted is the reason we have Midas Resources, we have Genesis, and that's why I've been having him up a lot lately because this is one of the best solutions of independent wealth and protecting yourself out there that we know of. And, take the deal that Ted offered. I know that he pays $14 for the creature from Jekyll Island because I've called G. Edward Griffin about carrying it, And I never got around to it. Plus, he wants 50% or 55% for his book. I know Ted has big pallets of it up at the office. I've seen it up there. This is the big, preeminent, big, thick book on the history of the Federal Reserve. A very good read. It's A Creature from Jekyll Island. Okay, Ted has that deal. The book sells for $25 in stores. Ted has that deal. And he gives you a silver dollar, which you're selling for $20-$25 everywhere. And the shipping for $26. Okay? So understand, Ted is losing, at least $15 on that deal, Ted?
Yeah, but it's an educational thing that people need to know this. Alex, what really makes me happy is we have sent out cases and cases and cases and cases and cases of these books all over the United States and even across the world. People are waking up. That's the thing. That's why we have, protests on the Federal Reserve System. That's why people understand now that the banking system is a
That's right. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there might be one lone guy out protesting a Fed, and the cops would arrest him. Now, at 38 locations, on average, about 200 people showed up. That's almost 6,000 people total. The one I went to had about 300 in Dallas, and it's again, the people are identifying the enemy on C-SPAN. The Congress is saying the private Federal Reserve is robbing us. You ran a scam. This is a Ponzi scheme. We have a chance of identifying the enemy and waking the public up. If you want the Creature from Jekyll Island silver dollar deal for $26, give them a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. It's on the screen. At prisonplanet.tv right now. And Ted, that you're going to hold that deal on the Creature from Jekyll Island, right?
Oh yeah, we'll keep that deal going. The more people I get that into people's hands, I mean, it's just, to me, that just makes me happy to know.
So if somebody's watching this 6 months from now on a BitTorrent, that deal is still there. But just for today, until midnight, you have got those deals at gold at the 770 level, with gold right up at 890 right now. 800-686-2237. And again, you have 50 of the buffaloes, first come, first serve. Correct, Ted?
Yep. I will. I'll guarantee 50 coins. I will.
And you can't find these anywhere. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing these selling for $1,200, $1,300 a piece, one or two lots, if you can find them online or at gold dealer shops. Believe me, I go around looking. Ted, tell them how much you've got them for.
Right now, I have the coin at $1,036. Now, mind you, gold has almost gone up $50 since I offered them at that price, too.
And let's explain. This is a premium on this because you bought them for this. You're literally selling them at cost as a loss leader here, folks. Okay? Now, pound for pound, ounce for gold, though, the francs and the sovereigns are the best deal to get at 800-686-2237.
Yeah, they sure are. Plus, also those silver walking liberty halves. I mean, it's so important that people have small fractional pieces of silver and they have small fractional pieces of gold. I mean, there are literally tens of thousands of people that have taken advantage of these offers here at Midas, and people that have done it in the past year are looking at really nice big profits, but they don't even want the profits. They know they're buying it for insurance purposes.
Absolutely, it's for security. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want you to have a fantastic New Year. And again, is this deal held through midnight, or can people call on New Year's Day?
Oh, they can call right through New Year's, and we'll keep it right on going right through the business day on Friday. And if prices hold and we can still do it, we'll do something with you then too.
Okay, because I got the idea earlier. Some days you say, no, this is it. This is the only day.
There are times when the market's going up like it is, and I know that supplies are getting tight for me, and I got to look at my next buy, and I know the prices are up, then I have to raise them because I can't afford to pay for this radio network and do everything else I do and also sell the coins at a loss. It's just not possible. And so, I am bound to economic terms just like everybody else in business are.
Well, I get so jam-packed with news early in the show that we end up having you on, here at the end of the show. Next week I want to have you on in the first few hours of the show, but I wanted to have you on this week with PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well, because I believe in what you're doing. I happen to know the business now after working with you for 12 years. I happen to know these are insane deals, and I just hope folks will take advantage of it. But that Creature from Jekyll Island, I know you're paying $14 a book for that. I know the silver dollars are what? How much are those silver dollars costing you even in bulk, Ted?
Well, in bulk right now, they're about $19-$20 to get them.
Okay, so let me be clear about this. This is costing you $33 for the coin and the book.
And we ship We ship it through the post office, priority mail. It's $6.
And then that's $6. So you're talking a $37, $38 you're putting into this for $26.45.
Yeah, but it's an educational thing, Alex. People really need to wake up. And
I know. You spent $100,000 of your own money, didn't you, flying Ron Paul banners around? I mean, Ted is really giving you a great deal because he loves this audience. Other people don't get this deal when they call. He already has competitive deals, but this audience, tell them it's the radio deal, 800-686-2237. Get yourself a Creature from Jekyll Island. Let's say you know all about the Federal Reserve. Give the book to somebody that reads, somebody in your family that you know will look at it, and then keep the silver dollar. I mean, you've basically gotten a good deal on the silver dollar and then gotten a free gift to give somebody to wake them up. That's how we defeat the enemy. And, yes, this show needs capital. Go to InfoWars.com and get the books and videos we offer there. We need your support, and we can do more. Ted, have a great new year, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Alex.
All right, I'm going to come back. Final segment. Dr. Justin, Rich, Chris, stay with us. Final segment of the year. Stay with us. Who will be the last caller of the year? Ha-ha!
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hey, punch this up. We didn't get to play Ted's theme song. Just play a few seconds of it real fast for folks. Then I'm going to jam in. Oh, my gosh, we got loaded phones. I'm going to give each caller about 45 seconds as you take us out at the end of the year. Here is the gold theme song I forgot to play. I want to know where the gold at. Look at that crackhead. What's going on with, who's first up here? Justin in Illinois, you are on the air worldwide.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thank you for speaking truth to tyranny, as always. And God bless 2008 for being another year of the Ron Paul revolution. And hopefully 2009 we will continue our awakening.
Hopefully we will use the enemy's operation to unmask them, and we will use the opportunity that the public is awakening and listening to the truth now. Yes.
Absolutely, and we're going to continue to prove that Obama is just more of the same, and that, like, according to the Washington Times article from last week, where he's keeping 150 Bush political appointees at the Pentagon, what more do people need, Alex?
Well, take the new guy who's the head of the NAFTA and GATT operations, who openly wants a North American Union. That's his new head of trade when Obama said he was going to get rid of NAFTA and GATT. Total betrayal.
Oh, that's the trade representative, the U.S. trade representative who's unaccountable to the Congress. More tyranny.
Well, Congress, I never got to it today. Congress, is an InfoWars story that was in the Associated Press, is bitching at NORTHCOM saying, you've signed deals to use foreign troops. You've signed deals to put troops on our streets. You didn't consult us. I mean, this is happening, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Good to hear from you. God bless you. Rich in North Carolina. You're on the air, Rich. Hit me hard. Let's go.
Right on. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm a Marine Corps vet, and I hold degrees in psychology and philosophy, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that I've been on the inside of the machine on many levels. My so-called psych education, which, by the way, was at Western Carolina University, where they did a lot of the Human Genome Project, that education disturbed me. I'll give you an example, the Milgram experiments. And something else, more importantly to me, was the concept of learned helplessness, the experiments where they would place puppies into cubicles with electric torture plates and consecutively shock the poor animals to the point of utter submission. Now, further, while I was in the Marine Corps, I spent some time in Guantanamo.
You know what? Stop there. Can I go into overdrive?
Absolutely.
No, no. I mean, we're in a new studio, and I need to ask my guys, how do I get these Genesis callers transferred over? Can you get this phone number up real fast so I can give it to them so they can call in? Because I want to now, I know about the Milgram study and the others. That's where they found that they could get something like 90% of people, one of them was 70, to torture people to death if they were ordered to do so, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
And then they've done it with rats and puppies on how to shock the public into submission. Take us out, and then I'm going to finish up an overdrive with you, because it's a special show, end of the year. We'll do 20 minutes to overdrive. But I'm going to keep you on the Genesis line. I'll go a few minutes over on then, and then we'll put up the number for everybody else, Rich and Chris and Ronnie and Rosalia. Rosalind, in Canada, but real fast, tell folks about the torturing the puppy.
What they would do is put a puppy inside of a cage, and inside it they have this electric shock plate, and they would call the puppy or pull it over with food or some other means to get it over, and then they would shock it, and of course the animal is going to react and jump away. Well, then in the next stage they would put a larger plate, and they would continue to increase the size of the plate until it was completely covered the bottom of the cage. So the dog actually had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and it would cower in the corner while being shocked, just shivering.
And they're testing with the television, the culture, to train us to do that. Stay there. We're going to go into overdrive. The only place to hear it is InfoWars.com on those audio streams, and to view it on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're ending the main transmission for the year right now. God bless you all of our affiliates and listeners and sponsors. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.